Bill looked at his friend eagerly. "Go on," he said. "This is getting interesting."
"He also knew something else," went on Antony. "He knew that Robert was bound to betray his real character to you as soon as you met him. He couldn't pass him off on you as just a travelled brother from the Dominions, with perhaps a bit of an accent. He had to tell you at once, because you were bound to find out that Robert was a wastrel."
"Yes, that's sound enough."
"Well, now, doesn't it strike you that Mark made up his mind about all that rather quickly?"
"How do you mean?"
"He got this letter at breakfast. He read it, and directly he had read it he began to confide in you all. That is to say, in about 1 second he thought out the whole business and came to a decision. To two decisions. He considered the possibility of getting Robert out of the way before you came back, and decided that it was impossible. He considered the possibility of Robert's behaving like an ordinary, decent person in public, and decided that it was very unlikely. He came to those two decisions instantaneously, as he was reading the letter. Isn't that rather quick work?"
"Well, what's the explanation?"
Antony waited until he had refilled and lighted his pipe before answering. "What's the explanation? Well, let's leave it for a moment and take another look at the two brothers. In conjunction, this time, with Mrs. Norbury."
"Mrs. Norbury?"
said Bill, surprised.